You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Laura Rosa Vidrakon is the founder of Kids O'Clock, a London-based platform for recycling and reselling children's clothing from newborn to 10 years old. The peer-to-peer marketplace aims to offer a circular economy solution for parents looking to pass along clothing, often from luxury and high street brands. The company will even pick up, photograph, and add items to a user's profile, meaning it's hassle-free and that more people are likely to get involved in reselling unused kids' items, including toys and prams. They even ship across the UK, EU, and US. Laura is a former buyer for Net-a-Porter, Moda Operandi, and Harvey Nichols, now hoping to change the way parents shop and pass along things their kids have grown out of. Here she is now with the story of Kids O'Clock.
I started Kids O'Clock almost a year and a half ago now. And the reason why really I created it is because I saw a major disparity in the way children's market was built and utilized. And as a buyer, obviously, you always constantly are looking at product, retail trends, you know, consumerism, society changes. And for me, it was pretty obvious when I had my son that something was broken and how we were shopping for kids. Also because the amount of sizes, obviously, that you have to buy because they grow so quickly, and the guilt around it for me was not fun. Even though I was a buyer for like very prestigious brand, Net-a-Porter and Moda Operandi, and I've always had an eye on vintage, not only because a lot of designers get inspired from vintage, but also because you get access to really fun product, and there is like a really big thrill of a specific find. So I just decided to explore that route for kids, and I figured out very quickly that the market was broken in the UK, completely broken. So I decided to try, and the pandemic started, and instead of stopping, I just went even deeper in it. And I said, eventually that's going to be the opportunity for a lot of parents to just capitalize on their sleeping stock at home. And quickly, I've discovered that everybody was on board. You know, so many different type of persona, not necessarily the one that I had in mind, but everyone. There are two types of customers, right? There are the one that sells and the one that buy. Most of the time, they are the same. If you're a buyer, you can purchase everything secondhand, whether you shop by size, by clothes, by edit. We try not to talk about gender as much because for me it's a little bit outdated. A boy can wear purple and pink and that would be really cute. And if you are a seller, there are two ways for you to sell. So you can upload anything you want. You're in charge of your picture, you're in charge of your photo, shipping, customer service, and messaging with potential buyers. And there is another way to sell, which is called the Golden Kids Membership. And that way is really a conciergerie service. So people pay £10 a month for 6 months. 6 months because this is the lifetime value of an item in the kids' world. And we send them a prepaid label. We do all of the admin work for them. This works really well with parents that are moving houses or, you know, just had their three kids done, passed what they wanted to pass to families and cousins, and then they're just like, you know, I want to make a bit of a cash. But it also works, really interesting, it also works with parents that just subscribe to the membership and sends boxes like three times in the course of 6 months. They're just super organized and want to declutter very quickly. So they're doing a bit of everything. People would come for the supply. I think they also come for the community aspect and the trustworthy environment that we're building all together as modern families, where, you know, essentially we're saying you can shop here, like you will receive your item. Most of the time you receive your item in a timely manner, and also you receive like items you're happy to receive because essentially it belonged to someone who is a little bit like you. So this person washed it and cleaned it and is happy that it's going somewhere else. first, the market targeted was really the UK. I had planned to launch London first, Manchester, Leeds, and all of, you know, the major cities around it. And I actually realized that without even doing some paid marketing, France became a huge market, and then, you know, all of the southern country in Europe as well. Then there's like a trend between supply country and buyer's country that, you know, came along. And it was difficult to manage because you don't address to all of those countries the same way. So I was like, obviously, I don't have a marketing team. Obviously, I don't have a communication director. So how do I go around this? How do I speak to a Spanish parent and a Swedish, you know, family? They're like drastically different. Not that we would, you know, are up and running in all of those countries, but I was going back and forth between like, we are all European and you can find us everywhere, and actually being a little bit of a focus as well. So this is what we're doing now, looking at all of the countries, the ones that are the biggest opportunity for Kids O'Clock without stopping trading in others, you know? So it's two different pace at the same time. It's all about logistics, which, you know, I'm working really hard on at the moment. I think it's also very much about supply. We're partnering with retails, we're partnering with brands. Because my background is obviously in buying and so close to product and designers, I really want to make a point and show everyone that this is something we have to do all together, not necessarily creating the black sheep of the kids' world and, you know, being like, oh, Kids O'Clock is actually destroying my brand image. This is the last thing that what I would want to hear from a brand. It's like we're working hands on hands, just making sure that whatever your parent are selling from your brand on Kids O'Clock, you're happy with. And eventually you help us grow as a brand. You would help us grow the secondhand world while you continue investing in newness and creativity. You know, I think this is how it should be seen and done. So I would love to take the brand global. I think, you know, if I'm seeing disparities within the European countries, I will see even more when it's, you know, talking about America and eventually Asia at some point. We have a lot of requests from American parents, and I see it, and I grew up in New York. I see how there will be a lack of supply for kids there, but we're not ready yet. So hopefully one day. I think kids is currently, and will be for the next few years, decades maybe, the focus. There are a lot to do with kids. We're gonna open rentals. We want to open pop-ups in, you know, ski and resort stations and pickup points to have parents travel a little bit more lightly and have retails being able to capitalize on their stock rather than one-time purchase. So there is a lot that needs to be addressed in the kids' world before we think about adults. And also, like, I've done so many years in the adults world. Like, I think I want to change market. It's interesting to learn and discover a market you don't know anything about. Well, the adults clothing market, there are a lot of different kinds. So if you're talking about high street luxury, same for kids. But I think there are a lot of similarities. What's very interesting though is in the kids world is emotion is actually the driver, where I think for the adult world, you know, obviously we're a little bit more posed, especially if we're buying for ourselves. So pricing, I think, is going to be the leader point when it comes to adults, where emotion is more of a key one for kids. I think they cannot be treated differently, like the same way though, you know. I just constantly think consumer. For me, I think it's probably because I, you know, worked in those companies. Like, I remember at Ralph Lauren, like, this is what was always in mind. And I was in the merchandising team, like, so far from the buyer, the consumer. And yet we had to go in store all the time to see the behavior towards the product that we had created. And I think it's around the supply and how you create the brand, hopefully that create the emotion, the community aspect of it. You know, if you bought something from a brand you like, you respect, well, there's an emotion around it, around your purchase, you know? But I don't know if it's created yet with Kids O'Clock, maybe one day.
Laura Rosa Vidrakon, the founder of Kids O'Clock. You can learn more about the brand at kidsoclock.co.uk. My thanks to Laura and to Nina Mio, who conducted the interview. And for more on the rental and resale market in fashion, do check out the latest full episode of The Entrepreneurs with the founders of Hoola and By Rotation. My thanks to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.